I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. I want to talk today about the ladder to nowhere that so many people are climbing. They just climb and climb to success, and when they get the success they've been climbing toward, or maybe when they get every worldly pleasure they can imagine, and this would be the lifestyle of hedonism, right? Which a lot of the world would hold up as the height of success. You become rich, you become famous, you become like Dionysus, right? You get everything you wanted. And then you realize it turns on you. You realize, wow, I'm here. I got it all. And without God, without faith, it's empty. There's nothing. Pat, you experienced this as a beautiful turn in your life that led you to God.
Yeah. I mean, my whole life I've thought, what's next? What's next? And by the grace of God, he gave me most of those things. And by the grace of God, he showed me that none of them were going to satisfy me. And I realized that I'm not the only one who does this. And some people go through their whole life and they never quite get there. They think, oh, I was just so close. And I think some people actually achieve more than they could ever imagine. And they realize earlier that it's empty. I remember I met a football coach in the NFL, and he wore a cross on the outside of his shirt when he coached games. And a media person said, hey, why do you do that? Have you always done that? And he goes, oh, no. I didn't do this until I was a player and my team won the Super Bowl. He goes, so what made you put on a cross after the Super Bowl? He goes, I realized I was climbing the ladder and I got to the top. We won the Super Bowl and I wasn't happy. I felt completely empty. And I realized I had to climb down that ladder and put my ladder on a different wall, because without that, there was no peace. Mm. And I think all of us can kind of relate to this. It's like, if I accomplish everything in my job or in my world, is that really going to let me rest in God's peace?
And some people have the blessing, like Pat, like you had, if you hit this major success in your secular career, you climb to the top of that ladder, you look down and just a cliff in front of you. And it's like, okay, I either jump off the cliff or I jump into faith, right? But a lot of people live with a dull ache because they maybe never get to that place where they say, I've arrived and there's nothing here. And instead they live that lifestyle of hedonism where the whole goal of life, even though they don't articulate this to themselves, is to decrease pain and increase pleasure, right? This is a governing rule for so much of society. So many people live this way, and so many people are empty. They're so empty.
And you know, for me, the grace that God gave me was there was a moment where I got there and it's like, keep going. Maybe there's more there. And he said, no, I'm going to show you right now, because I could have gone after more and tried to make it bigger. And I think it would have led to all kinds of other destructive things. And he gave me the mercy because I said, God, show me how to have peace. And he said, yeah, you got to let go of all those things.
So we'll spare you having to get to the top of that ladder and ask those questions. Let now be the moment where you just decide, oh yeah, I'm going to lean deeper into faith. Whether you're a person of faith or not, lean deeper, as this is the thing that's going to satisfy your heart. So Pat, lead us in prayer.
Yeah, God, help all of us listening to this to know when we're pursuing something that's not real, and help us to turn to you who is all that is real. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.